The Justice Department says it will try to settle out of court a government lawsuit against the tobacco industry. The Clinton administration filed the suit in 1999. It sought to recover billions of dollars federal agencies spent treating smoking-related illness in veterans, Medicare recipients, the elderly, and others. Under President Bush, Justice Department lawyers have grown concerned that the government's case is weak. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
The massive federal lawsuit against cigarette makers was heralded as a landmark case 2 years ago when it was filed by then-Attorney General Janet Reno. The Justice Department hoped the case would reform the tobacco industry and force companies to pay more than $250 billion for past misdeeds. But while President Clinton supported the litigation, the reaction from President Bush has been lukewarm, and yesterday a Justice Department spokeswoman said a team of lawyers had been appointed to try to settle the case out of court. Tobacco analyst Martin Feldman at Solomon Smith Barney sees the settlement talk as the first step toward the government dropping the case entirely.
The Justice Department's comment that it would like to settle this claim is, for me, a tacit recognition by the Department of Justice that it cannot win this claim. So I see the goal of the DOJ is to talk settlement now, hope to achieve something, but if in the end they fail, I think that will also mark the end of the claim altogether.
The Justice Department suffered a setback in the case last year when a federal judge struck down two of the three legal theories it had hoped to use against the industry. Judge Gladys Kessler ruled the government could not base its argument on a pair of laws related to Medicare costs and federal health benefits. She said Congress never intended those laws as a way to recover smoking-related health expenses. The ruling meant the government's case could proceed only under racketeering laws, the so-called RICO statute. The Justice Department was forced to prove the cigarette industry is conspiring to defraud the public about the dangers of tobacco. Victor Schwartz, an attorney who's worked with the industry on other legal issues, says the ruling left the Justice Department struggling to build a racketeering case.
The section of RICO they relied on meant you had to prove an ongoing enterprise, an ongoing criminal activity, to this day, with fraud against the American people. And I think that they would have difficulty showing at this time that such activity was occurring.
Other attorneys, though, are more optimistic about the government's chances of winning the lawsuit on racketeering charges, and they're criticizing the Justice Department for pursuing a settlement instead. Harvard University professor Lawrence Tribe advised the Clinton Justice Department on the tobacco suit, but has not worked on it since the Bush administration took office. He alleges the tobacco industry markets cigarettes to underage smokers and engages in other activities that amount to illegal racketeering. And Tribe says the government's decision to move toward a settlement spoils the opportunity to prove those allegations before a jury.
This sounds like a white flag of surrender by an administration that has not given any evidence of believing in the lawsuit, and the only kind of settlement that could produce is something with a minor kind of face-saving operation for the government, but not anything helpful for the consumer, and I think that's really a great shame.
Officials of several cigarette companies said they had not yet been approached about a possible settlement and will continue to proceed as if the lawsuit is headed for trial. Indeed, the Justice Department says it will continue to prepare for trial as well in case settlement talks fail. A spokesman for R.J. Reynolds says his company believes the suit is without merit and is not willing to settle it for any amount of money. He wouldn't say, though, whether the company might agree to a settlement that doesn't require a cash payment. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.